WDIY presents a special news feature.
The election of 2016, as pundits are fond of saying, had consequences. One consequence is exemplified by the formation of a grassroots political group in Bethlehem. People felt the need to get involved. Today, we talk to Shirley Morganelli, who founded the group called ROAR, an effort by women in Bethlehem to act constructively out of their frustration with the outcome of the election. Shirley, welcome to WDIY.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Shirley, what do the letters ROAR stand for?
Well, actually, the full title is Lehigh Valley ROAR, and ROAR is an acronym for Rally of American Resistance.
What were the first few meetings like?
It all started after the election when I was feeling so despondent and upset, as so many people were, and then a few of us got together and we were sort of complaining and bemoaning the fact that Trump was going to be our president. And then after, a couple of weeks, I thought, you know, we just have to be more proactive, I guess, instead of reactive. Instead of just getting together and complaining, maybe we could actually be a group that could accomplish something. And that was really where it all came from. And I started informing my friends and inviting people to come to my house. And everybody that I reached out to was in need of a group like this. So that's where it came from. I think we all had that common need.
So how did you act proactively? What were some of those activities?
Early on, the very first thing we did was write postcards to our elected officials. We wrote to our senators, to our people in Congress, and to President Trump, and expressed our thoughts about this. And it really started out that way. Our very first meeting, we wrote hundreds of postcards, and the picture of that is still our cover photo of all those postcards. And that was what we did at first, and we did that for a couple of meetings. But then, the idea of this began to grow. And so we would discuss certain progressive issues and support those issues. For example, we sort of targeted any issue that we felt Donald Trump's administration was harming. Early on, we raised money for Meals on Wheels because, remember, his administration cut funding to that across the country. And we raised money for Planned Parenthood, same thinking. So that was sort of how we started out, really more as a community helping group, but then eventually we sort of got into a political agenda a bit more.
And how did that play out? What do you mean you got into a political agenda?
After, I would say, only a few months, maybe only 2 to 3 months of meetings, then we thought, I had this idea that we could support local progressive candidates. And actually, that was inspired by Hillary Clinton, who encouraged people to start grassroots movements and start your own local area and do exactly that, support progressive candidates. So we started doing that. And one by one, we invited candidates to come to the group to meet us, to speak with us, and then we would work on that candidate's behalf and help with their campaign, do a little fundraising. So that just became a very successful thing to do.
I understand the group was very helpful to candidates running in subsequent elections.
It's very true. I mean, I think one of the first campaigns we got behind was Amy Zanelli, who was running for Lehigh County to be a Lehigh County commissioner. And she's also a member of the group. And we got behind her campaign. And gee, she won. And I think we really promoted her because she was somewhat of an unknown at that time. And we gave her a high-profile platform and really got her name out there and her picture out there and everything. So Amy was one. And then Tara Zirinsky, Northampton County Council, she also had never been in an elected position before. And we highly promoted her because we really liked Tara and believed in her progressive agenda. She was real conscious about environmental issues. So we thought she was great, and she is great, and she won. And several on Bethlehem City Council, Paige Van Wert, Olga Negrone.
I believe Grace Bill, Cramsey.
Of course, Grace. And these women were all members of the group too. So eventually, I guess the word sort of was getting out that this group was growing in numbers, and the candidates, of course, you know, anybody running for office wants to be promoted by a group. So they were really agreeable to come and talk to us. And then it came around to Susan Wild, who wanted to become a candidate for Congress. And Susan is an old friend of mine anyway, so I, of course, said, well, you know, come to the group and meet everybody. And, of course, we all loved her because who wouldn't? You know, she's such a great person and a hard worker. And I think that really helped her be known, especially in the Bethlehem area, but it also helped our group be known to be attached to such a good candidate.
Shirley, I understand that this is a big job that you're doing. What's been the personal costs and the workload of running such an organization?
Oh, well, I put a lot of my own time into this, and of course it's all volunteer. So I probably work on Lehigh Valley Roar issues to some extent every day. And that's fine because it's very meaningful to me. I feel that I started this group and I have the responsibility to all the members to make sure that it remains active and remains high in integrity and that we follow our principles. So I put a lot of effort into it. I still am working also. I'm a nurse for St. Luke, so I'm very busy, but there's always time to get the Lehigh Valley Roar business done.
One thing I'm wondering about is COVID-19 has changed almost everything for everybody. How did it change how Roar operates?
Marcy, I have to say you're right about that. COVID changed everything, and it certainly became a big challenge to keep a group like this going during a pandemic. We had monthly meetings every month for 3 years, and the very last meeting we had was on March 7th of 2020, but then that was it. Our meetings were shut down, and so I then had the challenge of keeping a group like this going when we couldn't meet, because meeting together once a month was one of the best parts of it. We would always discuss our issues or have a great presentation. We had guest speakers. It was so wonderful. But then that was it. It was over. So I just had to really make an effort to keep posting on our Facebook page and keep connected and involved with the group. Luckily, that worked out. And the members of Lehigh Valley Roar are so smart and they're so active and committed to a progressive cause. You know, that's what kept it going. We all kept connected that way.
Is Roar a women's organization?
It started out that way, but it isn't completely anymore. I mean, it certainly started out with more of a feminist agenda in mind. The group began to grow and change as groups do. And so, of course, you know, we don't want to insult anyone's gender by not including everyone. So then I started accepting male memberships. But, you know, our members have to have the common idea of having this progressive philosophy. I guess that's really where the common bond is, not gender anymore.
One last question is, what do you see as the future for Lehigh Valley Roar? Are you going to continue to back and support candidates?
I've given that a lot of thought, too, because our original mission statement was to rally and resist against the agenda of Donald Trump, and we did it. You know, he's gone. So I was just thinking that I'm going to be writing a new mission statement and presenting that to the group. And I think what we will do is still promote progressive candidates because that's worked so well on a local level in both Northampton County and in Lehigh County. And also, I would like to be a group of community service because we've done a lot of that too. All along, while we were promoting candidates, we also raised money for soup kitchens and food banks and homeless shelters. And I think that when we see a need, I would like Roar to be able to meet that need. So that will be part of our focus also.
Personal relationships often play a part in politics. Our congressional representative in District 7, Susan Wild, was a friend of several Roar members before she decided to run for Congress. So naturally, Roar got behind her candidacy. Welcome to WDIY, Congresswoman Wild.
Thank you so much, Marcy.
Congresswoman, before you knew anything about Roar, what were the steps that led you to decide on a run for Congress of the United States?
I had had my eye on it for some time. My predecessor rather abruptly announced that he was going to be retiring from Congress, and that was rather unexpected. And I realized that it was time for me to either kick into action or, you know, take that off my bucket list. And so the way I describe it is it's kind of like when you're standing on the edge of a pier and you're about to dive into a cold lake and you go back and forth and back and forth and you finally just make the plunge. Well, that was sort of what that first week was like. But I made the plunge because you reach out to people you know, who you trust, who you think will give you good advice. And people encouraged me, including a number of the ROAR members. And it gave me that confidence to go ahead and take the plunge. And I'm very happy I did.
Do you think you had the support of women in the Lehigh Valley?
You know, I tend not to view groups as monolithic. So I didn't really stop to think about, will I have women's support as opposed to men's support. I did think that it was high time for us to have more women in elected office. And I had thought that for a long time. And I actually ended up, when I finally won, getting sworn in with the most diverse, most female freshman class in Congress ever. So clearly, I wasn't the only one who was having that thought. It was kind of interesting to see that so many of us women really just got activated, and I think the results speak for themselves. I think we have now seen that women overwhelmingly want to see more women in elected office. And by the way, I don't think it's just women. I can't tell you how many men have reached out to me and said, you know, we really need more women in elected office. And I think that it was a groundswell that was ready to happen and probably should have happened long before.
You have many allies and supporters in the Lehigh Valley. Can you tell us specifically how ROAR helped you?
First of all, just the initial encouragement from some ROAR members. But as you know, ROAR does not just endorse a candidate because, and by the way, I wasn't a member of ROAR until I made the decision to run. Shirley Morganelli, its founder, had asked me to join a couple of times. And quite honestly, I just had never gotten around to it. I didn't have time, but I knew a lot of the members in ROAR. And so I came to a ROAR meeting and met most of the members. It was a very well-attended meeting and really liked what I saw. More than that, I liked what I heard. I liked the sharing of ideas among a group of intelligent, politically engaged women and a few men who also are members. And I just thought, boy, this is, you know, good on Shirley for starting this organization. We've needed this for a long time. And I joined the group. As I became more and more involved, I just found that not just in my campaign, but in campaigns generally, the members are so engaged. They do so much grassroots work. When COVID isn't going on, they knock countless doors. They make endless phone calls. They screen candidates. And they, as I said, you know, just because you know somebody in ROAR doesn't mean you're going to get an endorsement. They do put candidates through a fairly rigorous interview at a member meeting before they make that decision to endorse. And I've seen them do it with a number of other candidates. And it's a really great process. And, of course, we have a lot of activist organizations that have grown up in the Lehigh Valley over the last 5 years, I would say, when gotten really, really engaged. And I just think it's terrific. I think the more politically engaged community is, the happier it will be overall with the quality of its elected officials.
That leads to my next question. Were there other similar groups that contributed to your first win and your reelection?
Very much so. Lehigh Valley for All, which is another quite large organization, pretty much an even number of men and women. They also did a whole lot of door knocking and canvassing back in my first race in 2018. The Northampton County Dems, the Lehigh County Dems, the East Penn Dems. Monroe County is an important part of my district. They have a very active Dems group. And so I think that these organizations generally, I tell anybody that's contemplating running for any kind of office that they have to reach out to the groups and make sure they join and make sure that they get an endorsement interview under their belt. And then don't just go to that endorsement meeting, but go to as many meetings as possible so that you get to know the people and they decide that they like you and that they want to work for you.
Well, Susan, you have answered almost all of my questions. In closing, do you have anything to say about the effect of grassroots political organizations?
I do. I want to see more of it. I think we've been really fortunate in the Lehigh Valley and beyond to have had these groups First of all, as a reminder to everyone, there is an election every single year of one sort or another. Local offices are in many ways even more important than state or federal offices to people's daily lives. And I'd like to see others grow. Fair Districts PA is working very, very hard on the gerrymandering issue, which I think right now really needs to be top of mind for all of us. So I don't want to see these organizations go anywhere except to further expand.
Well, WDIY thanks Shirley Morganelli, the founder of Lehigh Valley Roar, for your time and all of the effort that you have put into building a really good grassroots organization in the Lehigh Valley. I hope we'll be hearing from you again.
Thank you, Marcy. Nice talking to you.
Congresswoman Wild, thank you so much for making time for WDIY, and congratulations on your election and re-election. It was great talking with you today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
For WDIY News, this is Marcy Lightwood.